Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C. I am joined this morning by Deja Dawell of the Play Pensacola, the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department. Good morning, Deja.
Good morning, Ruthie. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. I'm so happy that we are in October, my favorite season, fall season.
Mine too. Mine
really?
Too. Yes, I love it. It's spooky season is what my boyfriend said, and he saw a little meme that said, spooky season, I've been scared all year. I was like, well, that is the year. But
no, I know 2020 has brought on so many different scary things that...
It has, hasn't it? But you know what? I think it's given us quite a few opportunities to be flexible.
I agree.
And have some grace.
I agree. Can't agree
patience.
With you more.
And so, on top of our regularly scheduled pandemic with Hurricane Sally, that also presented some more opportunities for growth.
Yes. And one thing that I commend Pensacola time and time again, everyone who tunes in, I know you've heard me shouted to the mountaintop, but I can't emphasize enough how amazing this community is and how well we are able to come together, especially during times of adversity.
I completely agree, and I'm on the same mountaintop. It's my favorite thing about our community is
Absolutely.
That, you know, it's just an unfortunate fact of life that sad things happen and hard things happen, and how we come together after that, I think, really is what makes us so special and really gives us that chance to reconnect with each other. Sometimes when things are just going well and you're in your busy life, and you forget sometimes that you have these friends and neighbors that truly care about each other. And, you know, a situation like a hurricane gives us a chance to remind ourselves and each other of that.
Absolutely. And I know I was talking with Dennis, our ad rep here, and he was letting me know how it almost seemed like it was like a campground when we didn't have power and we were cooking for each other and being out and about. And I really got that feel too. And when he said, camping grounds are over, I was thinking about that. And I was like, I'm a little saddened by it.
Right. That was fun. Family camp out. We had our family vacation.
Flashlights and barbecue.
Oh, I love that. You know, I've never heard that before. What a great perspective from
it
Dennis.
Is.
I love it. And so to that point, like as things are getting back up and running and, you know, we're coming back online, how are things looking in the Parks and Recreation Department?
So we've had very many changes, not even just with the pandemic alone, but especially given with Hurricane Sally. So we had many initiatives that took place over the past 2 weeks that I want to thank everyone who came out and allowed us to be able to provide all of the resources that we could and did it with so much grace. I was at Sanders Beach when we had a tarp distribution and there were a limited amount, and we were able to get out about, I'd say, across all of our centers, almost 700, if I'm not mistaken, I'm sure.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're needed. They are needed on our homes. And so everyone was, you know, thanking us for what we were doing. And if, you know, we happened to have run out, there was no issue. We were able to direct everyone to a different location if there were any more resources out there with the county. So I just want to thank everyone for being gracious through that time.
That is truly incredible. I mean, you think 700 homes that, you know, we're able to get some coverage and some mitigation. That's the word we keep using these days, mitigation, which is very important. Making sure the things that went a little sideways don't get worse. And that is just such an incredible service that was provided. So thank you.
I want to thank, you know, Mayor Robinson and all of our directors over in Parks and Recreation and ensuring that we had these resources at our disposal to be able to give out. It was amazing to see.
And so what's been happening with the parks themselves? How are things looking? I know we got a lot of limbs, a lot of leaves.
We do. And I hope that I'm not the first bearer of bad news, but I want to emphasize everyone out there tuning in that our parks are closed. They are not open to the public right now, just to ensure that everyone can get out there and remove the trees and debris in a safe manner. We ask that everyone refrain from going to our parks and playgrounds until further notice, with the exception of Community Maritime Park, the grass space, and that information will be put out because I'm learning it as we go, but we do host a yoga session, which will take place this Sunday still. But with the exception of that amphitheater space, our parks and playgrounds are closed because we are out there removing trees that have been compromised during the storm.
So that's really good for people to understand. So even if you don't see caution tape or, you know, barricades like maybe we saw during the pandemic, doesn't mean it's all set and ready for kids and families and everyone to come back and enjoy just yet.
And we've actually, and Paul Pipes, our Outdoors and Pursuits coordinator, is doing an amazing job along with Brian Cooper, our director. They're working alongside of and pretty much coming together in determining it's tiered off. So pretty much some of the parks have had more severe damage than others. Sanders Beach is one, for instance. Bayview Park, for instance, if you all happen to have been in those areas and seen them. And then so those are rated at a level 5. And it goes down in different tiers. And when we get down to level 1 and 2, where the damage may not have been as severe. And I do want to take the moment to give a special thank you to Cokesbury United Methodist Church Boy Scout Troop 3. They joined Paul Pipes, and I actually had the opportunity to go out there myself last Saturday, and they did an amazing job along with the Scenic Heights Neighborhood Association with going to Belvedere, Hitzman Optimist Park, as well as Tierra Verde, and did park cleanup, and it was amazing to see.
Wow. Good job. Good job, Scouts. That's great.
I know. I'm so proud of them. Thank you so much. And one of our lower risk parks, they were out there. If you are an organization that is interested in getting involved in doing the same, please check out on playpensacola.com, our Outdoor and Pursuits page. Shoot an email over to Paul Pipes, and I think that we can potentially get something going with that. That was something that they actually approached us about, and it ignited something from there that I'm hoping could potentially continue, because it was great seeing everyone out there. I'd say about 80 to 90 volunteers total.
Wow.
A great deal, and they topped it off with an amazing barbecue over in Hitzman Optimist. I wish I could have stayed, but I couldn't. But I can't thank them all enough for coming out and making a difference.
So that is some citizen-driven change going on right there. Some improvements to your local parks. If you are inspired, if you have an organization that, you know, sometimes you feel like, what can I do? How can I help? And there is still help needed.
Yes.
In these areas. So that's the right way to get involved. And maybe don't go vigilante because the parks are closed, but please get in touch with Paul Pipes. And you said they can go to the website and check out the Outdoor Pursuits.
Yes. Our Outdoor Pursuits. We have a volunteer page.
Okay.
So they're between both, but actually let me correct myself. Go to the volunteers page specifically. And from there, you'll be able to obtain the link and contact him regarding that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know some people at Pensacola Young Professionals, me, who might be looking into this to, you know, just to contribute, come together, and great team building. You can be outside, you can be socially distant, and still be contributing. So great, awesome volunteer opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you. I know Paul Pipes organizes amazing, amazing initiatives throughout the year, actually, on a regular basis. So there's always opportunity to get involved, and I can only imagine that now is a time that where we would need it more than ever because of what's going on in our parks.
This is it. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. My name is Ruthie C, and I'm speaking with Deja Dodwell of Play Pensacola Parks and Rec. And you have some news coming up. It's Friday, and on Monday we've got good news. What is happening on Monday?
We have great news. And again, shouting it from the mountaintop, our centers, with the exception of Bayview Senior Center, are reopening, everyone.
Yay.
So that's a drum roll and a shout that we've been looking forward to for many months now since the pandemic began. We did have some programming briefly during the summertime for for our summer school programs, but after school is back, recreational programming is back, and we're rolling it out, and programs will develop and grow over the course of time, but we look forward to seeing all of our amazing members of our community back in our centers.
That is so exciting. And so Bayview Park, understandably,
yes,
besides hurricane damage, still under construction.
Yes, and Bayview Senior Center, because of our most vulnerable communities, we want to keep that closed for now. However, they run an amazing program via Facebook Live, and they have regular programming offered. Molly is doing a fantastic job with that, Molly as well as Jeremy. So if you go to Bayview Senior at Facebook or facebook.com/Bayview Senior Center, you'll be able to tune in to all of the great things that they have going.
Very good. So the senior center, even if you can't go there in person because it's not safe for a lot of reasons, you can jump on Facebook and stay connected that way.
Absolutely.
Very good. And the other centers, in addition to Bayview, not to do a pop quiz or anything, Deja,
no,
but
no,
where are those other centers around the community?
So we have a total of 11 resource centers in, with Bayview that is going to open soon. However, we do, they have various addresses. So I don't want to, and please forgive me, everyone tuning in out there, I'm not selecting one over the other, but
no favorites.
But we do have some, like Bayview Senior is located off of East Loy Street, and that's over near Bayou Tech Tahar. We also have Cobb Resource Center, which is at 601 East Mallory Street. That is, I'm sorry for the layout, exactly, but I believe that's off of I-110 coming down the freeway into about not too far from City Hall.
Okay.
We also have a little bit over going west, Fricker Resource Center off of 900 North F Street. So we have them all throughout, and then there's Gold Point off of Spanish Trail there, and then Woodland Heights off of Berkeley Drive. So if you are familiar with the streets and the layouts, we have some all throughout the city. However, all of our addresses are on our website. So if you go to playpensacola.com, and we don't want you to necessarily choose one over the other. If you happen to see a class that you're interested in and you want to, you know, get involved with that at that one resource center, you're more than welcome to go there and then go to another one for another day. We welcome that.
Right? Nothing wrong with hopping around.
Not
at all. Trying them out. Very good. And so the opening of the centers begins on Monday, except for Bayview Park. That's online. And what are some of the programs that people can look forward to?
So we have different classes that are coming back into session. The key thing is our after-school programming that I wanted to emphasize. We are taking enrollment for students. And if you are interested in enrolling your child into after-school programming, we encourage you to do so. Please, you know, reach out. We have it at Cobb, Fricker, Woodland Heights, and Gold Point. So those four offer it from 2 to 6 p.m. after school. If you you can enroll your child on our rec track, which is our web track, excuse me, on our website. And what I do want to note is that we ask that you please contact Escambia County School District regarding transportation. Unfortunately, that isn't an amenity that we offer at the moment. So we want to ensure that if your child is enrolled in after school, the transportation is set up so that that can go smoothly.
That was my question, is how does the partnership with the school district look like for this? And so they run buses, is that right?
Yes, they do. And actually what has taken place is, and there's is just multiple, it could be constraints or whatever it may be due to the pandemic. However, prior, if your child was enrolled last spring, then I know that from my understanding, they are continuing that. However, I'm not quite sure if it is available. I'm sure it is based upon space limitations. So it's not necessarily something that is offered per se, but you can always contact them to check and make sure and have that set in place prior to enrollment.
Oh, good. Okay. And so if someone has a kiddo that they're looking to get into that after school programming, the best place to start is the Play Pensacola website.
Yes. Well, I would actually reverse that and say the best place to start if you are concerned with transportation is to contact Escambia County School District. If transportation is an issue and you are more than, because you're more than welcome to pick up and drop off as well, then absolutely go onto our website, playpensacola.com, and go onto our web track and get your child registered.
Very good. And I know that, I don't know if you know this, Deja, I used to be a teacher. And
really?
So, yes, not here in Escambia County, but just, you know, working with kids, I promise you, every kid thought they wanted spring break to last forever. And then it did. And they are not loving it. They miss their friends. They want to do the after school stuff. Probably parents are ready to not have their kids at home for a little while. So after school programming through Play Pensacola sounds like a great idea right about now.
Thank you so much for mentioning that. I know that was the ongoing, and I hate to poke fun in the ongoing joke, but everyone was saying, like, it's just spring break, and it's been lasting forever. They never went back.
It never stopped.
I hear so many different funny stories about kids and how they've been navigating through virtual learning. And there was one meme where a little girl just put her little dolly up. And it was a picture of her baby doll in the background while all the kids were on Zoom. So I'm sure, you know, they're looking for a little bit of balance. So if you want that camaraderie back and you want to get them involved, please do enroll them. We are more than happy to have them.
Yes. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Deja of Play Pensacola. We're talking about the city of Pensacola Resource Center's reopening on Monday. After school programming is back. It's coming back. You can get your kiddo registered at playpensacola.com. Contact the Escambia County School District if you want to find out about transportation options. And we also have some news via Council on Aging programming.
Yes, that is another program that is going to resume, and I'm very happy about this. It actually touches near and dear. And so, due to Hurricane Sally, we did have to cease programming for a little bit because of just some impacts. And so, Council on Aging, they offer distribution to our seniors. So, senior meal programming that was offered at our centers during the pandemic, it wasn't taking place at our it was a grab-and-go, excuse me. It was a grab-and-go meal program versus actually coming in and being able to come in and eat at the same time. So, from 11 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday, we are going to resume that programming at Bayview, Cobb, and Fricker. And so what you can do is you can contact Council on Aging. You must do so noon before the day of pickup. So today is Monday. I would do it based upon the business day, which is today, Friday. If you're tuning in now, please give them a call at 432-1475. If you are a senior, get registered, check your eligibility, and get signed up so that you can participate in the program. They did an amazing, fantastic job with continuing as best as they could during the hurricane closures, where they offered 5 shelf-stable meals to enrolled seniors during that time frame. So that was offered twice, where seniors were able to pick up meals for 5 days and then come back for an additional 5 days. And I'm sure that sustained many for a while.
Wow, that is a wonderful program. And so they already had adjusted it for the pandemic, so it's contactless, and you're not, you know, putting yourself at risk by forming groups. You can pick it up and take it with you. And now it's back, even
yes,
though Hurricane Sally interrupted that for a moment. It's back again. So Council on Aging is the place to get registered.
Yes, Council on Aging. And you're going to want to call them at 850-432-1475. And the key emphasis is that if you are intending to pick up a meal, you want to contact them by noon the day prior.
That makes sense. So place your order.
Yes, that's pretty much what it is, placing an order.
Make sure they have the right headcount so that they can help. And do you know, Deja, if there are any limitations? Is this is once a day? You said it's Monday through Friday?
Yes, Monday through Friday, so 5 days a week. And it's so you're able to pick it up at 3 of our resource centers. I'll provide the addresses from 11 a.m. until noon. So that time frame, you're pretty much able to come in and get a grab and go meal.
What an excellent way to make sure that, you know, I don't know about you, but if I don't eat everything else falls apart. I know that sounds pretty basic, but
but no, we all get hangry out there.
We get hangry. Everyone needs a snack at least. And here's a great way to make sure that you don't feel like cooking, or you maybe don't have, you know, just if you're like me, you had to throw away everything in your refrigerator. And so here's a shelf stable option for you to come pick up.
Yes. So during the hurricane, they were offering shelf stable. I believe they may even be going back to hot meals or grab and go lunch bags.
Oh, okay.
So I don't, and I apologize for this, I don't know the specific meals that are offered, but I'm quite sure they're pretty good, because I know we definitely have a great turnout and we want to see everyone come back. I hate the fact that, you know, the hurricane did impact that programming for a period of time, briefly, for about 2 weeks, but we are back and we are up and running again. And you can stop at Bayview Senior Center. Keep in mind that that center is closed to the public beyond this programming. So it's 2000 East Lloyd Street where you would go there, or you can go to Cobb Resource Center at 601 East Mallory Street, or Fricker Resource Center at 900 North F Street. Either of those, you're able to pick up your meal, but please be sure to contact Council on Aging at 432-1475 by noon the day prior to pickup.
Such a great option. And if you're just tuning in, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm speaking with Deja Dodwell of Palais Pensacola, and we have covered a lot. Deja, you have some news going on, so everything is going pretty well post Sally. If you missed it, the parks are closed. You might not know that based on the lack of barricades and caution tape, but if please do the city a favor and all of us together, like, the more you can stay out of the way and let the cleanup happen, then the faster we can get back to the parks being reopened. If you just can't stay away, then come volunteer through the parks department. And so you can do that by going to the volunteers page on, is that Play Pensacola or City of Pensacola or both?
PlayPensacola.com. Even though there are links, if you do go to our main website at cityofpensacola.com, that will link you to the Parks and Recreation Department. And if you do want to get out, Osceola Golf Course is open.
Hey, there we go.
Yes. And actually, and I came on some time ago with Adrian and Buddy from PGA Hope, and they're actually doing that program right now. That was also impacted due to the pandemic and due to Hurricane Sally, where they weren't able to meet. And then Osceola Golf Course was closed during Hurricane Sally. So I am so excited. I actually just left there and seen everyone out there this morning. So to all of our veterans that got involved, what a tremendous thing to do and see. Thank you so much for all of your service.
Yes.
And for everyone that came out or is out there, I can't say came out, but that is out there right now, I hope you have a blast.
This is a great day to be on the golf course. Was it gorgeous out there?
It was, and there's a nice crisp fall breeze. It's not sweltering hot, and our mobile canopy is back up. So if you're interested in going to the driving range and you do want some shade, you can jump right underneath it.
Wow, that's wonderful. If people want to get involved, is it too late to participate?
Unfortunately,
probably,
yes.
So it's happening now.
Yeah, it's an ongoing sessions. So I will be sure to come back with all of the information when they do enroll participants once again.
Oh, good. That's so good. And so one more time, Deja, if people are interested in getting in touch, reaching out, and what do they really need to know right now today, the best information?
So if you want to find out anything, please visit our website, www.playpensacola.com, or you can follow us and like us on our social media at Play Pecola Parks. Our Facebook, that information is always going to be right there in real time, on Twitter at Play Pecola Parks, or on Instagram.
Oh, Instagram too?
Yes, Instagram too.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Deja. It's so great to see you. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, Ruthie.